Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Now, this is brilliant because Jim Elliott is here. Hi, Jim.
Hey.
And Maria this morning was wowing us just before our show and then just after 9 o'clock with her extensive knowledge of the ruby slippers of Wizard of Oz. But I think, Maria, am I right in thinking that Jim has just given you something you didn't know about the ruby slippers?
Yeah, I didn't know this.
Okay, so Jim, give us your ruby slippers fact.
All right, so the ruby slippers are the famous red slippers, right?
Ruby red, yeah.
But in the book and the tale that they adapted for the movie, they're ivory. They're cream slippers.
Oh.
Because she's a princess. It's royalty type
stuff,
right?
Okay, so it would be standard enough to have that color,
The studio was so proud of the technological prowess of the color. Like, you watch that movie, the color, everything just pops off the screen. They hired a whole team of people to decide exactly what shade of yellow the yellow brick road was going to be. Like, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
So they were like, no, we're not going to have white shoes. We've spent all this budget on this color. They got to be red. And so they're ruby red slippers.
Wow. There you go, Maria. Add that to your arsenal of slipper facts.
I'm going to bore
you know where Do you know where the ruby red slippers are today?
They're up for auction currently.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about this morning. So there was, Maria was saying there were five pairs on set.
Ah.
But one was the special pair.
One was the special pair.
And that had Judy written on the inside, as you said. Yeah.
They're in the National Museum in the Smithsonian, the archives in D.C.
I don't know which ones of those ones are or whether these are the ones, but one of the pairs was found underground in like a plastic box that some guy had stolen because he thought they were actual rubies. It's probably worth more, to be fair, than if they were covered in rubies because it's so iconic. And now they've been returned. Now they're up for auction. They're expected to fetch over $3
million. Wow.
Yeah.
$3 million
for
a pair of shoes. I mean, I'm not much of a sneaker guy.
You are. You always come in here with a good pair of sneakers on.
Only because I'm scared of you. Do you understand?
He's intimidated.
You can't come into Dave Moore's studio just rocking some beat up old Converse.
What did you put on your feet today?
Oh, I'm back on the skateboard shoes, man.
You are. What are they?
They're called Lacais.
Lacais. They're royal blue and yellow. In fact, very on brand for Today FM.
Very on brand for Today FM.
And a yellow watch.
Yeah.
You got all the little subtle details here, Jim.
Man.
Listen. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
Thanksgiving
to you.
And a happy Black Friday
to
those who celebrate. Black Friday, it's funny because I have an American friend who only like last night, I saw it this morning, messaged to say, it's your kind of weird day of the year, Black Friday in America, meaning that because I met her like 15 years ago, Black Friday wasn't a thing. And then I was able to say back, no, it's very much a thing here now as well. So there was a point where it wasn't, but now it's everywhere.
The creep of capitalism and consumerism and commodification of everything will not be denied.
Not.
We're spreading worldwide.
But let's go back a day. Thanksgiving. What is the vibe with Thanksgiving? Because obviously, look, you're as Irish as they come now at this stage, but you are indeed an American man living
indeed.
Here. So you've spent, obviously, your whole childhood celebrating Thanksgiving. I'm sure you've gone back. I'm sure you celebrated here.
Yep.
But what are the big things? I mean, we all know what we see on TV or in film or whatever, but when it comes down to it, what are the important ingredients of a Thanksgiving?
But that's what it's what makes it such a superior holiday, because there's no gifts involved, there's no religious angle involved.
Okay.
All it is family and food, and as much food as you can possibly prepare and eat. And so it's turkey and mashed potatoes and green bean casserole and candied yams.
I've never had candy. I've heard of them.
Sweet potatoes. It's a typically American thing.
Is it like maple syrup or something?
It's marshmallows.
Marshmallows and sweet potato.
You put them up. You throw them in the oven, and then the last 20 minutes is a layer of marshmallows on top that get all crispy and brown.
Are they nice?
We do the same thing with the green bean casserole. Sounds like it should be healthy, right?
Yeah.
But no, it's just full. You layer a crust of either crispy onion or, indeed, in my family, we used to use crumpled up Cheez-It crackers
crackers.
Highly processed. It's delicious, but it completely robs the nutritional value out of it. But you get to tell yourself, like, no, I'm going to have a vegetable here.
Vegetable casserole.
That green bean casserole.
And when you're here in Ireland for Thanksgiving, as you would have been because you're here today, obviously, Would you celebrate it in a similar way, or is there a kind of a watered down Irish version?
It's a watered down Irish version because I'm not much in the kitchen.
Right,
so
right.
A turkey is beyond me. So I overeat wildly all day and then sort of exist in a food coma on the couch while I put on American football.
Okay, so you watch American football when you're here. Okay,
yes,
so
absolutely.
Can you do that? Is there American football on regular scheduled Irish programming?
I signed up to the NFL Sunday ticket package online. So I watch.
So what was the big game yesterday?
It's always Detroit. It's a shame if you get drafted and play for the Detroit Lions. It means you never ever get to spend Thanksgiving with your family.
Okay.
You have to play. You have
How
to play.
How did they earn this
day.
Right?
I have no idea. It's
right,
just
so
a tradition.
Detroit
it's
Lions.
Always the Lions. They beat the heck out of the Chicago Bears, and
every now and again I get a lot of Detroit Lions hats because they say D on them in that lovely kind of calligraphy
yep,
D, right?
Script D.
Yeah, so I wear them all the time, and then I meet people who go,
"Are you a,
hey,
Lions,
you a Lions fan?" And I'm like, "No," or like say Raiders. I wear Raiders tops all the time because I grew up on like late 80s, early 90s mm-hmm. hip hop. When, of course, they were the Los Angeles Raiders and all the L.A. rappers wore them. Then they were the Oakland Raiders mm-hmm. and now they're the Las Vegas Raiders. And people think I like American football. I'm like,
no.
Sorry, dude.
If somebody starts to talk to you about them,
yeah, but
like some really detailed, oh, they drafted a big linebacker this year, getting the secondary right. And you're like,
never
I
heard
don't
of N.W.A.
care.
Do you know O'Shea Jackson?
Yeah.
I've got stories about him. Yeah, okay. So food and football and family.
And then crucially, and I'm walking through the studio here, you guys have got your Christmas tree up out front there, which is nice. The other function that Thanksgiving serves is it is a barrier to Christmas season creep.
That's
so today
so
is the day that you put up all your Christmas decorations and turn your lights on. So it can't spread into October the way it does here.
Look, I am the embracer of Christmas. Like I wish Christmas was in July. I'm one of those people. However, in this room alone, there are people who think it's too early when it's just after Halloween. But I guess when we don't have something in between, like you said, it can begin November 1st, whereas for you guys, it's November 29th.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great, the other superior thing about the holiday is like most holiday weekends are on a Friday or a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
This is on a Thursday.
Well, yeah, it is the last Thursday of November.
Yeah, so it means that Friday, everybody takes off as well.
And that's where Black Friday came from.
And that's where Black Friday came from. And most people would take off Wednesday as well.
Okay, because you might have to travel. And
exactly. Well, now, even if you're not taking the Monday and Tuesday off.
You're not doing any work.
Not a whole lot getting done, man. A lot of quiet email inboxes on Monday and Tuesday. It's a fabulous week of work.
Such a perfect insight. That's exactly what I wanted to know.
There's another tiny one that is a niche one. This is really only for like 24 to 18 year olds,
okay.
Right? Okay, so everybody, you've gone off to college in September. You come back to home, to wherever you're from for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So Wednesday night, you go back to your hometown bar.
Of course.
And you reconnect with all of your high school friends. And it's a legendary hookup night.
Okay.
For kids who had crushes on somebody in high school. And then they went away to college. And now they're a little bit more confident. Maybe
yes.
They got a new haircut. They look different. And it's a wild, wild
they're
night.
They're wearing some kind of sweatshirt from the university that they attend. Okay.
Just for the youth, though.
So, of course.
When I'm back in town, you see them packing the bars on Wednesday. And you go, glory days.
Yeah. Jim, you're currently supporting Neil Delamere.
I am.
A good friend of mine, good friend of ours.
We're going to be in Portaferry, County Down tonight. I'm a little bit nervous about tonight's gig. Am I talking normal? Can you hear a lisp at all?
No.
I burned the heck out of my mouth on a pizza that I made on Tuesday. And I've all day yesterday I was kind of lisping a little bit, and so does it sound normal?
You have recovered. Let me assure you of that. You can feel it, but you can't hear it.
I'm like, you sound like everybody's going to think you're drunk, dude.
No,
you're going on the radio. It's 11 in the morning. You
sound
psycho.
Perfect. I will say that we were talking yesterday about stupid injuries. You would have been perfect for that because I don't know if you can see. I have a little red mark on my finger. I got a steam burn
from the kettle.
No, stupidly from stirring pasta. But instead of using the wooden spoon
that I had,
which is like a foot and a half long,
I picked
up a small fork. I put my hand into the steam.
There's nothing like injuring yourself in a stupid way that you go, how am I a functioning adult? I have a mortgage. What's going on?
You should have heard the stories that came in yesterday. And we started talking about this. The whole country is injuring itself in stupid ways.
We're idiots. How did we? And we think we're going to colonize Mars. I can't make it into my own living room without stubbing a toe on a couch that I bought that has been there for years. It doesn't move.
You chose where it's going to be. Okay, so let's say you're in Portaferry tonight.
In Portaferry tonight, and then next weekend I'm back in Dublin. I'm at the Crack Den Comedy Club.
That's a great comedy club.
It's a great room, and they're just going from strength to strength, man. They're moving to, like, they got two shows on a Friday and three shows on Saturday night now.
That's
so
amazing.
They're packing it out.
So are you there for a run?
I'm there for a run. I'm there for the week. So I'll be there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay,
so.
Do not miss Jim. They're brilliant. And then you doing Willa's Christmas?
I'm doing Willa's White Christmas. That's going to be so much fun. So that's the Ambassador, which had that been closed for a while?
So it's been closed for ages. It's my favorite venue in Ireland is the Ambassador. And it's because it used to be a theater, then it used to be a cinema, then it used to be a venue. And it's old and kind of ornate in the way that bits, the worst bits of the gigs in the Olympia are. It's never fancy.
Yeah.
But I love going to see metal gigs there because there's a balcony. I always like to sit in the balcony.
Yep.
But there's a balcony. You can look down, you see all the carnage below, and it's a wonderful place. Anyway, you recently reopened as a venue.
Yep.
And it's a great place to do comedy.
And Willa White has Willa's White Christmas. It's running for a number of weekends during December. I've got the weekend December 28th and 29th. So
brilliant.
In between Christmas and New Year's, come see that. That's going to be a great show. It's going to be, I'll be there. Willa will be there. Enya Martin, Eric Lawler, and Joe Dallin.
Come on, because think about it, everybody, right? That week between Christmas and New Year, you don't know what you're doing.
Nope.
The days all meld into themselves. At least if you buy tickets to Willa's White Christmas, you'll know that I'm going to see Jim Elliot on the 28th. It'll be in your brain. You'll know what day it is.
Here's
it'll
the other thing. Coming up to that, man, once you get past like noon on the 26th, you're kind of sick of being in the house.
Yes.
You've been in the house now for 3 days. You're like, this is when you're going for walks.
Yeah.
Nobody goes for a walk. But now you'll actually have a gig to come to. So the tickets for that are on sale right now.
Okay.
Willa's White Christmas. Get them on Ticketmaster. Get them on JimElliottComedy.com. I've got links to everything in there. Jim Elliott Comedy on every platform. TikTok, Instagram. I feel so old posting on TikTok.
You have to be done. You're a comedian.
I know it has to be
you have
done.
To live there.
I know I have to live there, but I still feel like it's not a platform. You know what I feel? I feel like a guy who's parked in front of a school in a van. But I'm like, sorry, officer.
I'm honestly
trying to get into the ice cream game. I swear there's a legitimate business reason for me to be doing this, but I know what it looks like.
Amazing. Well, I highly recommend you go and see Jim. I've seen him live many times. He's supported my Dermot and Dave shows years ago as well. Absolutely brilliant. So go see Jim. JimElliottComedy.com. Jim, very quickly before you go, the quick fire round. I've asked you lots of the quick fire round questions before, but I've got a couple of new ones for you.
All right.
What
no good at these.
Posters did you have on your wall as a kid?
The first one that comes to mind is the poster of the original Dream Team. I believe it was a promotional poster made by Kellogg's.
Olympics 96.
92. It was Barcelona. 92.
I'm gonna say, I could be wrong, but anyway. But, so you're
92,
talking about, okay,
so that's,
let's see if we can remember.
Oh,
we got Jordan.
Well, there's two Chicago Bulls. Can you get them?
Jordan and Pippen.
Yep. There's two Utah Jazz. Can you get them? Karl Malone and John Stockton.
Karl Malone and John Stockton. And it's got to be Barkley.
Barkley was there. Magic Johnson was there.
Magic Johnson was there in 92. You're right.
Can you get the two legendary centers? New York and San Antonio.
San Antonio Spurs. Yes.
Yes.
No, I can't. You said Karl
Malone. David Robinson.
David Robinson. Yes. And New York?
Patrick Ewing.
Patrick Ewing, of course.
Yep. Yes. And then nobody ever remembers good old Chris Mullin.
Oh, Chris Mullin.
Yeah, it was incredible. And there was one college kid there.
Because
this was the first year that they didn't send the college kids.
Yeah.
But they didn't want to completely abandon the American college. They left one. Christian Laettner. Could have been Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes,
but they left him behind because Christian Laettner had all the press that year.
Amazing. And then either Thanksgiving or Christmas, you can pick either one.
Mm-hmm.
For the meal,
mm-hmm.
what is your favorite item to eat on the plate of dinner? So if you're loading it all up for Thanksgiving or Christmas, what's your number one choice?
The first one that comes to mind is actually probably just considered a boring staple. It's the mashed potatoes. And the reason it's the mashed potatoes, it's because of the way my dad makes them. And I have no idea.
I was going to say, have you got any on
I've made them next to him, and then I've come back to my house to try to make them, and it ain't the same. I don't know what he's doing with them.
I mean,
but it's a little bit of homesickness right there.
You
know what I mean? That's what you're hearing
in
the voice.
That's understandable. That's understandable. Jim, thank you so much for coming in. As always, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
Black Friday. Happy Christmas if I don't see you in the meantime. And JimElliottComedy.com, the place you want to go to get your hands on tickets.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.